This is KCUR 89.3. Playwright Sam Shepard died in July. The Kansas City Actors Theater had already planned to produce his play A Lie of the Mind this season, but now they feel even more obligated to honor his memory. And as KCUR CJ Janovy reports, when they followed Shepard's strict instructions for music, something surprising happened.
I've just always loved his work for the gritty truth that he portrays.
Cinnamon Schultz is directing A Lie of the Mind. It's not easy material.
Two families are brought together when Jake from one family and Beth from the other are married. The show opens with Jake saying he thinks he's killed her. You find out the very next scene that she's not dead, but severely beaten, brain damaged, and in the hospital.
The play deals with different forms of abuse, physical, mental, neglect. To carry the audience over that emotional terrain, Sam Shepard put a lot of pressure on the play's sound designer, who in this case is John Robertson.
In the script, when you open up the script on the second or third page, there's a unique thing that you rarely see is music notes written by Sam Shepard himself. And it says, there must be music.
American roots music, specifically. And music that should be unique to each production.
And it must support the emotions that are discovered by the actors through the rehearsal process. And, you know, that's a pretty strong directive from the playwright to the designer.
Robertson knew what he wanted.
The themes of the play is all about dysfunctional relationships and abuse. And, you know, it was important to me that there would be a strong female voice come through in the music.
The voice he wanted was Kansas City songwriter Casey Rausch.
Sam Shepard obviously is an incredible writer, so it didn't take long once I started reading the script of the play to grasp where he was at and what he was trying to express.
Rausch is one half of the band called The Country Duo, along with guitar player Marco Pasqualini. Most of the music John Robertson wanted was already in the Country Duo's catalog, but they went into the studio to re-record it to match Robertson's direction.
Marco is a great, great player. The sounds that he draws out of that pedal steel guitar, tones he pulls out, are so beautiful, but at times I needed it to not be beautiful.
Pasqualini complied.
Yeah, there were some there were some scenes that we wanted some build up and some energy and some chaos, and so we gave him that.
But they also gave Robertson something else, a whole new song. That's because Casey Rausch related to Sam Shepard's play in a way she hadn't anticipated.
Domestic violence is something that so many people have experience with, including myself. And so it hit home right away from the moment I first started reading on the first page.
And she had a song ready.
There was one song in particular that I had written several months ago that had not been recorded professionally yet. And once I dug into the script, I realized that this song, it's called But I Do, kind of fit the play perfectly.
It's so hard loving you. So hard loving you. You take the little things I say too far. Then I hold it in my heart like it's my fault.
It was kind of just on the back burner, I feel like, waiting for this play to come to fruition and come to life.
Well, maybe this is how it's supposed to be. Another take on living destiny.
Rausch says it was all kind of cosmic. John Robertson felt something similar. When they recorded the soundtrack for the play, Rausch and Pasqualini nailed everything on the first take, which made Robertson happy.
I want it to sound raw, you know, the idea being the Country Duo is there in the theater also.
In a way, they will be. And with a production of the play that brought a new song into the world, the Kansas City Actors Theater didn't just meet Sam Shepard's direction to sound designers. They honored his memory, too. For KCUR 89.3, I'm CJ Janovy.